time's going. And I'll come
baby
back and see you later.
Birthday.
Would you ever say good night? Good night.
You know, if it's night, I would.
Yeah.
Good evening.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, now, if you got up real early in the morning, you might say, I start work before.
Something that happened in 1970 was.
It has to do, you know, before the light, but you might use another word, before the sun.
It happened on this day. It's too hot.
Yeah. But what would you call that? I start to work before, you know, when the chickens, I mean, when the rooster. But do you say when the sun?
You'd say a good day?
Yeah.
I think he's right.
Yeah. You call that sunrise? Or you always say when the sun comes up? All right. Let's see now that.
You say it's
bad day.
You might say the sun what at 6 o'clock.
All right. Say
the sun what?
Clouds break, you know, and it's changing.
The sun rises at 6 o'clock.
It rises at 6 o'clock. Okay, but yesterday it what at 6 o'clock?
The black clouds disappear. And the black clouds come.
No, we're still talking about when it comes up. When it comes. We're still using that word. Now, the sun rises at 6 o'clock is what you told me today. But now, yesterday, the sun, what at 6 o'clock?
Changing.
To mean that it happened yesterday.
What would
that mean? Yeah.
No, we're still using the word, the verb to rise. The sun, would you say rose? Or would you say the sun raised? Or how would you say that? To mean that it did it yesterday. Rose? Okay, fine. Or you might say, I saw the sun. But the sun had what before I got up? The sun had already what before I got up?
If it rained 2 inches in an hour.
Yeah, but use the word to rise. The sun had already.
What would you
call it? Did you say risen?
Mm-hmm.
Or rose?
Yeah.
How would you say it, like you were telling me? The sun had already.
I heard you say one of these.
Had already rose before I got up.
No, it's a special name.
All right. Then, if you were going to talk about, you worked all day long and said, we worked until maybe the. Until when it.
I'd say that, it's good.
You know, it comes up and then it.
What would you call it? Gosh, that was a.
Sundown.
Yeah, that's good.
You say, gosh, that was.
Okay. What do you call. This is Saturday. All right. Now, what was Friday?
Did you say gully washer?
Yeah, I said gully washer.
If Saturday is today, then Friday was.
Toadstool.
I said it's the frog's thing.
I think
Saturday is today. So what was Friday?
What about lightning's popping?
Today and tomorrow's Sunday.
Lightning's
today
Friday.
Is Saturday.
Storm, yes.
And what was Friday?
I wanted to do that.
What if we had rain and thunder but no wind?
Yeah, but if I weren't. Yeah, I'd say Friday. But today's Saturday.
You know, some people
Sunday is tomorrow. And Friday was.
Said that no wind.
Yesterday. Yeah, that's right. I'm maybe not expressing it like I would that you could understand, but I can't say the words you understand. I have to, you have to say the word or I'd give it away.
The wind's up.
All right. How would you say that? He came, say, 7 days from last Sunday. How would you tell someone that in better words than that?
But
say he came 7 days from last Sunday. Would you ever use Sunday a week?
Just got the clothes on.
Would you ever use that expression? Or you could say he is coming 7 days from this Sunday. How would you express that to your friends, for instance, if you were.